Girard tumbles down in behind the Canmore net. He gets drilled by Stewart and out to the corner. Scoring! And Grizzlies skate away play, a series sweep. Landon Gross with the play that sends the Grizzlies through to round two and sound the AJHL upset alert. It's March Madness, 37 points behind them in the regular season. The number seven Olds Grizzlies knock out the Canmore Eagles.
Absolutely incredible display by the Grizzlies in this entire series, and it's Landon Gross had a pair of assists in the third period. He finishes it in overtime, and who'd have thunk it? Grizzlies sweep away the second seed Canmore Eagles, and Olds is off to the second round. What a thriller tonight.
Joined by the overtime hero here in a series sweep of the Canmore Eagles. Probably still not really settled down just yet. How exciting was it to finish this series, Lennon?
No one probably expected us to do that, so especially, you know, with no expectations and coming in and being able to sweep them, and especially in such an exciting game, you know, it's overwhelming and the guys are really, really excited.
The final play, take us through what happened.
Gerard had it behind the net there, and he kind of got pushed down, and I just kind of came in behind, and Brad was just kind of fell down, and he kind of just pushed it to me, and I just walked around, and I just kind of seen a little room up high, and I just decided, hey, why not, and I threw up there.
As far as goals in your career, it ranks where?
Probably number one.
It's a series sweep against a team that was 37 points ahead of you in the standings during the regular season. Can you guys put that into words, just how you were able to accomplish it?
It's pretty simple. Character, compete, and work ethic.
You had a tremendous goaltending performance, obviously, from one of your 20-year-olds. You as a 20-year-old scored a big goal here. Just how important was the veterans in this series?
Really good. Our leaders stepped up, and, you know, Benny Giesbrick, 20-year-old goaltender, had a heck of a series, and, you know what, he probably won us this series, so, you know, props to him.
James Gumm and Austin Holmes playing solid roles as well. Up and down the lineup, their team coming into tonight hadn't really got anything other than a five-man unit. How impressed were you with the way that, whether it was goals or sacrificing to block shots, that the rest of your lineup was able to fill in around your 20-goal scorers?
Exactly. Up and down the lineup, guys were willing to do the little things, you know, block shots, get pucks deep, chip pucks in, up and down the lineup. So it was really nice to see everyone buying into the system.
We talked in the last week of the regular season after you got the goal and the big comeback against Okotoks that, you know, that was maybe something to build on, that flipped all those one-goal losses into, you know, finally finding a way to get one done. In this series, you win all three games by one goal. And when you look back, was that Okotoks game as big a moment as we think?
Yeah, that's a momentum changer. You know, that's a good team who was fighting for second place too, and we might end up playing them. So we just knew that we got to get it done.
Next round, you'll have a chance to pull off yet another miraculous series here if it happens. But either way, you know, what are your thoughts on now moving on from the second place team to take on the top team in the league, the Brooks Bandits?
We're planning on going there, and we're not planning on going there just to exist. We're going to go there, and we're going to do exactly what we did here. We're just going to compete. We're going to bring the character that we have that we don't think any other team in this league can bring.